Venirali, so the Chayyotim continues in Klal Amin Aleph, Simin Amin Gimel, Yesh Linu, Kimash Kosov, the towns of Mugin of Rome, that if you found the mistake in the Shvi, that he says that we should, instead of switching and adding more aliyahs, he said the yeshina kamash kozav tazim wagadram dim nimso atos b'shvi lachash kar gimel psukim os yashem a parasha b'gam hu hamafter lo yom kadosh lachar hazayin el lachar of Torah. So if the mistake is in the last aliyah, you should finish off in the sefer Torah, which is possible. Not change it to a new sefer Torah. He will be that, and there's no mafter. We don't add an eighth person for the mafter, and we don't say the kaddish at that point in time. We rather wait till after saying the haftarah, and then afterwards they say the kaddish. Mishnah Berurah disagrees with this. Mishnah Berurah says even the situation, if you read three psukim already, so he'll say a bracha achrona, like we said before, take out a new sefer Torah and finish off the rest of the aliyah, of the seventh aliyah in the second sefer. He did not read three psukim yet, so he will immediately switch to the new sefer and continue to rest on the new sefer, the kosher sefer. Now what about a situation where they found the mistake in the laning and they do not have another sefer Torah? So, what should he do in that situation? So that he talks about in Siman Lamed Aleph. And let's skip to that point in Siman Lamed Aleph. We'll go back to some of the mistakes which he describes are a valid reason to go back to change the sefer, and what's not considered a valid reason. That's the beginning of Siman Lamed Aleph. But at the end of Siman Lamed Aleph, about five, six lines before the end of the the Simon, he says, "Remain kan sefer Torah acheris. If there's no other sefer Torah, so the person they're holding the sefer in the fourth aliyah, and they realize that they find the psul in the sefer Torah. So what should you do? So there's a loch of having seven aliyahs. The ikkudin of seven aliyahs was not brachas. The Mor says that originally only the first person who got an aliyah and the last person who got an aliyah would make a bracha. The first person would make the bracha rishona. The last person would make the bracha achrona, and every person in the middle would be oiled to the sefer Torah, but they would not make any brachas. Later on, Chazal instituted that each person should make their own bracha. So, getting an aliyah is not dependent on making a bracha. So, we're not going to make new brachas on this sefer Torah, but we're going to still have seven kriyim, seven people which are called up for aliyahs. So, Yashlim Zayin kriyim, we're going to finish off having seven kriyim in the sefer Torah. Nearly Shashvi Yafter, and the situation we do not do the Mafter separately, but rather the person who's the last one who gets an Aliyah is the Mafter. Now, actually, the Shabur says we don't do that, and we'll see what the procedure is according to the Shabur later on. But we don't add we definitely do not add an eighth person as the Mafter. Now the Chayyotim continues and says, "Sefer Dagum Ravava, the Sefer Dagum Ravava, which is written by the Nida Behuda, Kosev Vizel Hashanah, but nearly Shnei Laharis Brachas B'Makom Plukta." So, according to the Rama, you can make a bracha on this sefer. According to others, you cannot make a bracha. So the new aliyahs should not be making brachas. It's Mechloikas. Therefore, Yigmar Kol Asedra Im Zeh Shanim Sato Spamsa Kriyasoi Yivarch Acher Gemar Kol Asedra Bracha Achrena Akan Lashanah. Okay, so he says like this. So in our example, that the person was, they found the mistake in the fourth aliyah. So they'll finish off his aliyah. He will not say a bracha achrona. He will stand there, move to the side, and stay there. And we'll call up somebody else for chamishi, who will not make any brachas at all, neither at the beginning or the end. And we'll read the aliyah of the chamishi, and then the same thing with shishi, and the same thing with shvihi. At the end of shvihi, the way the person who the mistake was found in his aliyah, and he read three psukim under the assumption that the sefer was kosher, he can say a bracha achrona on his kriya. Like we said before, if you read three psukim before you found the mistake, you can say a bracha achrona. So he's going to say his bracha achrona now on his aliyah after all of the aliyahs have been completed. And according to Mishnah Berurah, he will actually be the maftir. So instead of having the shvi being the maftir, but this in our case the revi, that the psul was found in the revi, so he would be the maftir. The kaddish will be said after they finish the haftarah. So again, if you only have one sefer and the sefer Torah is found to be puzzle in the middle, we do finish the kriyas haftarah. Number one, the people who get the aliyahs do not make any brachas. Number two, the person who his aliyah the psul was found in, if three psukim have been read already, he will stay up there and say his bracha achrona after all of the aliyahs. And then, number four, he will be the maftir. And number five, the kaddish will only be said after the haftarah. Okay, so that's... so that's what we do in the situation where the Sefer Torah is possible. We have no other option. Now the Chayyim does talk about a interesting kinach, which we'll talk about in the next Shir Bezat Hashem. Have a good day.